Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Welcome everyone to today's teaching. So today we'll be looking at be healed. Hallelujah. So it's going to be a healing message aiming to get everyone who listens healed. Glory be to God. You know, the scripture says that he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from that destruction. So as the word of God is coming to you, you receive your healing. The word of God is life to all your flesh. Glory be to God. Let's open our Bible to Psalms of David, chapter 103, verse 1 to 3, right? Say, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Say, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefit. Say, forget not all his benefit. So there are benefits of being a Christian, right? There are benefits of being a Christian, right? There are benefits. And they are what? They are responsibility. So today we are looking at benefits, right? And one of the benefits is healing. And we will check verse 3. It says, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. I have a good news for you. No matter what you have done wrong in your life, God has forgiven all your iniquities. He has laid all your sin on Jesus. Glory be to God. When we check 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21, he said, he made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Glory be to God. That might be made God's righteousness. He took our sin on his body on the tree so that we may be made righteous. So the moment he rose up from the dead, we receive the gift of righteousness by believing in the gospel. Glory be to God, right? So forgiveth all thy iniquity. So I have a good news for you. God is not holding anything against you. I've gone around a lot of Christians, and a lot of Christians, one of the reasons why they don't see healings or whatever miracles that they want as quick as possible is sin consciousness. They have a consciousness that this thing they have done wrong came upon them as a result of sin in their lives. Right? You don't need to sin for the enemy to attack you. He has a single business: to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And Jesus said, I've come that you may have what? You may have life and have it more abundantly. Glory be to God. And if a sickness comes into your life as a result of sin in your life, I have a good news for you. Jesus has forgiven you. And it's just your responsibility to repent, to just turn away from those sins so that he can be able to take a total control of your life. But regardless, for you to understand the truth, he has forgiven you all your iniquities. He has forgiven you for everything that I've done wrong in your life. God is not holding record of anything against you, right? He said, forgiveth all your iniquity. And number two, who healeth all your diseases. I have a good news for you. No matter what you might have been diagnosed of, you have been healed. Those sickness, those diseases that we're diagnosed of have been laid on Jesus 2,000 years ago. Glory be to God. Is that not a good news for you to realize that even that HIV, that cancer, kidney disease, that liver disease have been laid on Jesus for your sake. Jesus has borne the pain. He has borne the shame on the whipping post. When we check John chapter 19 verse 1, it says, and Pilate took Jesus and scourged him, right? And 1 Peter 2:24 says, by that scourging, you have been healed. So right on the whipping post, you have been healed. He paid the price for your healing. He paid the price for your deliverance so that you might be free. And when we check verse 4, it says, who redeemed thy life from destruction, right? Who crowned thee with loving kindness and tender mercy, right? We say, who satisfied thy mouth with good things, that your youth may be renewed like the eagles, right? And verse 6 says, the Lord executes righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed, right? If you have been oppressed, I have a good news for you. God executes righteousness and justice for you. And we'll check Acts chapter 10, verse 38. He said, our God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good, healing all who were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. If you are passing through any form of oppression, I have a good news for you. God is with you. God is for you. Glory be to God. He is for you. He is with you. Emmanuel. He said, I will never leave you, neither will I forsake you. He is your El Shaddai. He is your banner. Glory be to God. God is your everything. Glory be to God. He is your Alpha. He is your Omega. He is the reason why you must win every battle that comes your way. Because the scripture says, God always causes us to triumph by Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. So God executes righteousness and justice for, not against, for, not against those who are oppressed. God have a judicial system for those who are oppressed. And the judicial system have to do with the fact that the oppressed must be free. If you are passing through every form of oppression, God's plan for you is that you are free. And that is why we are bringing the message of salvation to you. Salvation actually has to do with deliverance. The scripture says, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Right? I'm not ashamed of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Right? For it is the power of God unto salvation to them who believe. To the Jew first, then what? To the Greek. Right? Right? So that the righteousness of God may be revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. Glory be to God. So the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. Hallelujah. So God executes righteousness and justice for you. And how we execute it is to make sure you are free. You are free from everything the enemy is using to keep you in bondage. Take it or leave it, sickness is bondage. If you are sick, if you are diagnosed in the hospital, you could tell that's a bondage. This is not God's will for you. Whenever we go to the hospital, we see people in physical bondage. We see them in physical bondage, banded, their legs, their hands up is bondage. They can't do anything. They can't go to their workplace. They can't attend to things. It's bondage. And there are people who are not physically bonded in the hospital, but they are psychologically bonded, right? There's people who the kind of bondage that they have through sickness is through their food. They can't eat this, they can't eat that. You just could tell that this is bondage. And their financial bondage too. As a lot of people are collecting their salary, they are setting aside money for medicine. This is not God's will for you. It is an oppression of the enemy. And Jesus has come so that you might be free and come out of all that. Glory be to God. That's why the scripture says that our God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, who went about doing good, healing all who were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Healing all includes you. Healing all includes you. The all includes yourself. If Jesus Christ was ministering healing today, or if you were there when he was ministering to people 2,000 years ago in the four gospel, do you think he will turn you down? Do you think it will stigmatize you? No. If you were there, he would have touched you, he would have healed you and made you whole. And what he would have done to you is what he has sent us to do for you now, to bring the message of healing and the power of God to you, so that you may be saved, you may be healed, filled with the Holy Ghost, and become an army of the Lord. Glory be to God. He wants you out of whatever situation the enemy has kept you. The enemy does not like you. The enemy hates you. And one of his weapons against you is sickness and disease. But I have a good news for you. Those actions, those weapons, comes to an end today in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I believe somebody is getting the message right now. Those situations, those crises, comes to an end today. The essence of this message is to make sure that as you are hearing everything the enemy has done to you, to your health, right, to your destiny, comes to an end today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The scripture says that the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. The yoke of sickness in your life is destroyed today in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Let's open our Bible to Exodus chapter 15, verse 26, right? He said, and said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and we give ear to his commandment and keep all his statutes. And we put none of these diseases, right, upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, right? For I am the Lord that healed thee. See that? He said, I'm the Lord that healed thee. He didn't say, I'm the Lord who put sickness in you. He said, I'm the Lord, your healer, your deliverer, your doctor. The scripture says that he brought them out of Egypt with silver and with gold, and none of them were feeble. Why? Because he is their doctor, and he is your doctor now. Because Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, is the same today, is the same forever. What he did 2,000 years ago when he was going about preaching the gospel and healing is able to do in your life today in the name of Jesus Christ, right? He said, I will put none of these diseases upon thee which I have brought upon the Egyptians, right? For I am the Lord that healed thee. He said, I am the Lord, your healer, your deliverer, your savior, your redeemer. God is your everything, and he wants to remain your everything. He wants to remain your deliverer. Hallelujah. No matter what you might be passing through, I have a good news for you. That situation is not God's will for you. It is God's will that you are healed, you are well, you are prosperous, things are working for you. Whatever you put your hand upon works. It is not God's will that you are taking loan to buy medicine. It's not God's will that you are setting aside the amount of money from your income or salary just for medicine. God wants you to be free. I'm not anti-medicine. I always tell people, if you have been with me for a while, you realize that I'm not preaching against medicine. I'm not preaching against it. I had a medical background, but I have a good news for you. You can live without them, right? Medicine is not food. You have to be diagnosed of one ailment or the other before you can be prescribed medicine, right? And you can live in such a way that no matter the examination carried on you, no sickness, no disease is found in your body, right? Because God is your healer. Because God is your healer. Hallelujah. He said, I'm the one, your healer. I am your doctor. I am your deliverer. I'm your savior. Hallelujah. He wants to be your healer all the time. He wants you to put your mind on him, right? Put your mind on him. The scripture says he will keep him in perfect peace whose mind stays on him. God wants your mind to stay on him, to stay on him regarding everything regarding your life. He wants your mind to be on him. Just take your mind back to God. Take your mind back to God. Maybe one of the reasons why some healings are delayed is because people's mind are not on God, right? When they get ministered to and they feel relief, they go about doing whatever they can do, take their mind away from God. God wants you to have your mind on him. And I bet you, the more your mind is on God, the faster your healing becomes. Because when your mind is on him, his power will permit through your mind into your body, and you see your healing, you see your deliverances speedily. Glory be to God. Let's open our Bible to Romans chapter 8, verse 11. Say, but if the spirit of him that raised Jesus from the dead, right, dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwells in you, right? By his spirit that dwelleth in you. If the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives in you, right? Who lives in you? The Holy Ghost. The moment you get born again, you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives in you, and it gives life. It quickens your mortal body, right? Sickness and disease is death in progress. In fact, sickness and disease have just one mission: to kill, to steal, and destroy. And what did Jesus says, I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God wants you to have life and have it more abundantly. Have it more abundantly. He wants you to walk in the fullness of life, not in the fullness of death, not in the fullness of sickness, disease, and poverty, but in the fullness of life. He wants you free from every situation that the enemy is trying to keep you. And tonight, today, I speak life to you. Right now, every sickness in your bodies are gone right now in Jesus' name. Right now, every cancers, I command them to dry up right now, to vanish. Every cancer in these bodies to live right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Glory be to God. I command every situation that the enemy have been using to manipulate you, every situation that the enemy have been using to oppress you, I command them to come to an end now in the name of Jesus Christ. God is still healing. We have seen numbers of people healed over the years. It's almost a decade now of ministering healing to the sick back to back and emptying hospital wards. Glory be to God. When I tell people, emptying hospital wards is a common thing here. That is just the truth. Emptying hospital wards is a word, is a common thing here. We have seen Jesus demonstrated himself. When we enter hospital wards filled with sick people, we get them, minister to people, and come out, and people are out when we check back the next day. Healed and whole. Let me share this brief testimony with you. There was a time I went to a particular hospital in Oshogbo and in Osun State. So as I went there, so we didn't have a letter permit to get in. So I just spoke to one of the nurses to permit us. And the nurse was like, okay, I'm going to be permitting you, but you are not going to be ministering to people one-on-one. You stand there and pray for people. And I said, all right, no problem. And they said, I gave you just 5 minutes. And I looked at her. I said in my mind, 5 minutes is too much. I'm going to pray for like just 2 minutes. And you're going to see a miracle. So I stood where she asked me to stood, and I command every sickness, every disease to leave everybody, right? In Jesus' name. And I command life to everybody. And I don't think I was able to finish the whole 2 minutes out of the 5 minutes that she gave me. And I went out with my team and we went home and we're fine. The next day we came back, we shared the same words. More than 60% of people there have been healed and discharged. And the remaining people that were here to be discharged were just sitting up, healthy, sound, and well. Glory be to God. Amen. Jesus has not changed. He is still in the business of healing people. He is still in the business of setting the captive free. There was a time a woman called me and said there was a boy in a teaching hospital in Benin City, that the boy is on coma, that we should pray for the boy. And I was like, okay, can I get to pray for the boy on phone? And they were like, no, they couldn't take phone to the boy, and the boy is in ICU, nobody could get there. So I sent a voice note, commanding that spirit of death to leave. I sent it there. So an hour later, I was called, right, that the boy has come back from coma after 4 days. And I asked if they played the voice notes over him. They said no, they couldn't play it over him. Even though the voice notes couldn't be played over him, death had the voice of God and left that boy. And the boy was healed, the boy was whole, right? Which means that barrier is not a hindrance when it comes to God doing things. We have seen thousands of people healed over the years through phone calls. I remember several times when I began to learn the truth about divine healing and the power of God, I would place my phone number online and I would ask people to call me. And everybody would call me, call my line to be healed. And every single person whom we minister to receive their healing, receive their deliverances. Glory be to God. God is faithful. He keeps to his word. God is still in the business of confirming his word with signs, wonders, and miracles following. And he will confirm his word in your life today with signs, with wonders, and miracles following in the name of Jesus Christ. What were you diagnosed of? How painful are the symptoms? I have a good news for you. The whole comes to an end today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The scripture says that in righteousness shall you be established and you shall be far from oppression. I have a good news for you. You are distanced from oppression today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Every form of oppression in your life comes to an end today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Jesus is still in the business of rescuing the afflicted. Jesus is in the business of setting free the bond. Jesus is still in the business of rescuing the oppressed, the depressed. So right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, every power trying to suppress you, every power trying to oppress you, they are broken and neutralized in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. If you need healing in your body, I want you to place your hands on your head or any part of your body where you need healing and just be still. You don't have to pray. Yours is to receive. You don't have to pray. Just receive. Just receive in the name of Jesus Christ. So right now, be healed in Jesus' name. Sickness, disease in these bodies, I command you, go right now. in Jesus' name. Every pain, every aches, I command you to leave these bodies right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command right now, I command right now, I command every chain to be broken. Every chain right now be broken in Jesus' name. Devil, I command you, you are going to leave this person alone. You are going to leave these people alone and not come near them again. So I command you in the name that is above every name. For God have highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. That's at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. So sickness, disease, I command you, bow. Migraine, bow. Glaucoma, bow. A depression, bow. I command right now. Barrenness, I command. Cancer, right now. Kidney disease, I command right now. Every disease, every infirmities in this body, heart disease, I command right now. Post-grade cancer, I command right now. In the name of Jesus, right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command every pain in the bone, every pain in the spine, I command right now, be gone. Leave these bodies right now. Every genetic disorder, right now, I command you. Every genetic disorder, I command you, stop and leave these bodies right now. Everyone in bondage of the devil, I command freedom for you right now in Jesus' name. So right now, I set you free. You are free, and I mean it right now. You are free from that situation right now in Jesus' name. You are free from that situation right now. You are free from every situation the enemy has kept you right now in the name of Jesus Christ. So I command life to everyone. Life be healed from the crown of your head to the sole of your foot right now. Every sickness mentioned and the one Okudu mentions are gone right now in Jesus' name. So I command life to everyone. Life, receive life. I command the power of God into your body, into your system. I command every cell, every tissue, every organ of your bodies to be functioning properly right now. I command right now, and I mean it in Jesus' name. Right now, be free from that condition. Right now, be free from that situation. Right now, be free right now. And I mean it in Jesus' name. Right now, you are free in Jesus' name. Right now, and I mean it. Thank you, Father, because so be it in Jesus' name. So begin to do whatever you cannot do before. Begin to shake your body. You begin to see changes in your body. You begin to see things leaving your body. All those devils are leaving your bodies. You begin to see burdens leaving your body. Burdens leaving you right now. You are free and you are blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. So begin to do whatever you cannot do before. Begin to move around. Say, I am free. I am blessed. I am healed in Jesus' name. Amen. So we'll be expecting your testimonies. So send us your testimonies on 070-6159-7304. 070-6159-7304. Glory be to God. Or you can send it to us on this number, 081-2075-3243. Again, 081-2075-3243 on WhatsApp. As an SMS, we'll be glad to rejoice with you. And make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel, Akpenua Atomwa Joshua Ministries, and follow us, subscribe to our Telegram channel, also Healing Tsunami, in Jesus' name. We'll be expecting your testimony, and we'll be glad to rejoice with you, in Jesus' name. Amen.